Il Popolo del Blues, un programma ideato da Ernesto De Pascale. In studio Fabrizio Berti, Giulia Nuti, Michele Manzotti.
boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. He was a little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, one magic day, he passed my way, and then we spoke of many things, fools and kings. This he said to me: the greatest thing is how to love and be loved in return. The greatest thing you will ever learn is how to love and be loved in return.
So the first curiosity is about your repertoire, this evening repertoire, and the repertoire with Kevin as well.
Yes.
Since the beginning of your collaboration.
Well, the reason we started to work together was because after Bert Jansch died, they set up a foundation called the Bert Jansch Foundation, and I was I helped and I was a sponsor for them, and they asked me to play several concerts with lots of other people. We had a big concert at the Festival Hall in London with Robert Plant and Martin Carthy and lots of people, and we were doing some in Glasgow, and I did it with Mike Piggott, who replaced John Renbourn in Pentangle back in the 80s. And Mike had an accident with his eye and couldn't fly. So because I'd met Kevin a few months earlier, I called him up and I said, we only need to do three or four songs, if that's okay. And he said, that'd be lovely. So we obviously spent a few days together and thought it would be nice to collaborate and to make an album. So that's 3 years ago now. So that was, that's how it came about.
And about your history, because we are they're very deep in English folk rock, but of course in Pentangle, and the sound of Pentangle that was a little bit different from the others. And talking about those times, would you... You think that was very spontaneous, the collaboration with between five musicians, and putting everyone his own genre, styles, ideas?
Yes, I mean, I was working with a 12-string guitar player who, not professionally, but he worked in a record shop, in a music shop. And he used to give Bert and John strings for their guitars, give them to them. And he was very friendly with them. And they used to come and play at a club that we helped to run. There were a few of us, you know, myself, Chris, Aliff, and some friends. And John and Bert used to come and play separately. And every summer, Chris Aliff used to go off to the south of France or Paris to busk. And he asked me to go, and I didn't want to go. And it was then that John Renbourn asked me to sing some harmonies on his second album. So I did. And then he said, we could continue working if you like. And Chris, I felt awful leaving Chris. And Chris said, no, go. You go. So, and John was sharing a flat with Bert at the time. So after a few months, John said, we were standing on a train And we could see the festival hall. We were leaving London to go and do a gig in the south. And John said, "See that festival?" He said, "We're going to be playing there soon." And I went, "Oh, yeah." And we were. But he said to me, "We're forming a band and you're going to be the singer." And John had been working, doing some TV shows with Julie Felix. And Danny Thompson was working with Julie Felix. And it's quite incestuous. Everybody knew everybody else. And then Danny said, "I know this drummer, and we worked together with Alexis Corner." He said, "I can bring him along if you like, and we can have some rehearsals." So our first rehearsal was the first night of a gig that we played every Sunday night at a pub called the Three Horseshoes in Tottenham Court Road, right in the centre of London. And we used to rehearse in the afternoon and play the songs in the evening. Sometimes not very well, but we got there in the end, and that's how it started. And it was just enjoying each other's music, in playing and just enjoying it. John and I were working on traditional songs, and Bert would write songs, and nobody was told what to sing or what to play. Everybody put their own interpretation of the song into it. And it seemed to work.
Stai ascoltando Il Popolo del Blues.
Because you also did a reunion in 2007 in Royal Festival Hall together.
Yes.
And so, how was it?
Well, the thing is,
after so many years,
we got together and we couldn't stop talking about anecdotes of the past, and we didn't do any rehearsing, which we should have done. We were just talking too much. I mean, we eventually did rehearse, but it came back quite quickly. So, yeah, and it was fun.
Yes. How about folk music now? You opened a path, you as Pentangle and other bands, that was not unusual way to make music folk in the 70s. Or now there are a wide choice of music and musician. Some you think that Pentangle has influenced some of them playing now?
Well, they have, some of the bands actually have. And I did a show in Germany from a French guy. It was called Excalibur, and it was a folk rock opera. And I did several of the shows, and then they asked Moya Brennan from Clannad to join, and we became very good friends, and we had quite a lot of fun together. And she said to me, "You don't know how much you influenced Clannad, because we all love jazz, and when we listened to you, we wanted to do the same. But they wouldn't let us, so we had to continue playing Irish music. But you did influence." And I was quite surprised and stunned. I was, really? And lots of other people said that we'd influenced them. I mean, it really, the guitar playing, and that really came from Davy Graham, and the listening to music from North Africa and India, and it wasn't that long after the war, really, when things were really miserable, and most of the music came from America. I mean, I did like the big bands, the big jazz bands, but it was, I think people were looking for spreading their wings, looking for more things, and I think it was listening to people like Big Bill Brunsey, you know, the blues, people like that were coming across to England to play. And it was beginning to open up. And then you got people like the Yardbirds and the Stones started to play rhythm and blues and influenced by blues music. And it was a big melting pot. I'm very glad I was born when I was.
Did you realize back then that you were tracing away and doing something that...
No, I was just enjoying myself. No, I had no idea, really. Just... taking it as it comes, and just, I didn't expect it to last that long. I mean, it was 6 years, which is quite a long time for bands, really.
Stai ascoltando Il Popolo del Blues.
There lived a lady by the North Sea shore, lay the band to the bonny broom. Two daughters were the babes she bore. La 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 la. As one grew bright as is the sun, lay the band to the bonny broom. So coal black grew the elder one. La 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 la. But he loved the other above all things. La 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 la. Oh, sister, will you go with me?
North Sea strand. La 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 la.
I don't want to go now. I want to remain here. You gave me a ticket to ride in a third-class carriage. This is the end, my friend, of a beautiful marriage. Across the waters, across the sea, we're all the same, you and me. It wasn't always easy to compromise. Now the writing's on the wall and they're telling those sweet little lies. You say we'll get our marching orders so that you can close the borders. An island like ours wasn't always stable. Now you've taken away our seat at the table. Too many harsh words have been spoken. Now you say my vote is verboten. We paid our dues almost every day. Won't you let me stay? S'il vous plaît. We're leaving on the midnight train. I don't want to go now. I want to remain here. I like a nice ripe brie and cheddar too, sticky toffee pudding and tiramisu, lamb goulash, bangers and mash, spicy porridge for the first course, kielbasa, frittata, moussaka complete, haggis and neeps, just for a treat, fish and chips, moule frites, spaghetti vongole, creme brulee, scones and jam and clotted cream. We're better together, can't you see? I could go on and on and on and on. We're leaving on the midnight train. I don't want to go now. I want to remain here.
Stai ascoltando Il Popolo del Blues.
Buonasera a tutti gli ascoltatori, abbiamo come graditissimo ospite Giuseppe Russo, che è leader e sassofonista della Rinky Tinky Jazz Orchestra. Benvenuto al Popolo del Blues, Giuseppe.
Grazie, grazie dell'invito.
Allora, il nome è già curioso di per sé, perché noi amanti di bluegrass, quando non so, Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, invece questa è un'altra cosa, lo so, d'accordo, però ovviamente l'assonanza c'è e a noi piace molto questa assonanza, è un'assonanza anche che invita all'ascolto. Quindi ecco, ti chiedo come nasce questa idea, questa formazione dal nome così affascinante.
Allora, il nome è stata una scoperta anche per me, perché viene direttamente da uno dei cartoni animati più famosi al mondo, che è gli Aristogatti, che andandolo a vedere in lingua originale, il momento, cosa che io non ho mai fatto, non ho sempre vista tradotta in italiano, nel momento clou dove appunto tutti i gatti fanno cadere il palazzo, tutti vogliono fare jazz, e in lingua originale viene ripetuto quasi come un mantra il termine Rinky Tinky, Tinky Tinky, che è anche un suono, ricorda il suono onomatopeico della bacchetta sul ride che fa il gatto alla batteria, e quindi ci piaceva molto usare questo termine, l'abbiamo associato al nostro, a un gatto con gli occhiali da Blues Brothers, perché secondo me era molto divertente, visto che comunque noi abbiamo quell'obiettivo, divertirci e far divertire.
Bene, e è una band tra l'altro molto numerosa sul palco, il palco lo dovete scegliere accuratamente perché siete 14, ecco. Allora, non ti chiedo 14 nomi, anche perché insomma con tante persone si rischia magari di dimenticarne una e poi dopo chi ti sente. Però ecco, mi farebbe piacere, ecco, come è nata la strumentazione, come è stata pensata la strumentazione dell'ensemble.
Allora, l'ensemble è nata unendo sia aspetti tecnici e musicali di tutti, sono tutti amici e musicisti che conosco da oltre 20 anni. E quindi ho colmato quello che secondo me era, tra virgolette, il minimo sindacale per avere una possibilità di registri anche timbrici che completassero quello che a me piaceva mettere in musica. Quindi ho una ritmica fatta di basso, batteria, percussioni, chitarre, tastiere e 5 fiati, 2 trombe, 1 trombone, 2 sax e poi 3 ragazzi ai cori e la nostra, diciamo, first lady alla voce che dà il suo timbro magico.
Stai ascoltando Il Popolo del Blues.
Interrompiamo l'atteso live show dei Rinky Dinky per seguire le vicende di quello che ormai tutti chiamano il furto dell'anno. Sentiamo l'inviato sulla statale 98.
Yeah.
Bene, ecco, il jazz orchestra è principalmente jazz e anche alla ricerca di qualcosa che va oltre il jazz, le declinazioni della black music, il soul, il funky, ecco, un po' per capire come vi muovete.
Esattamente, io ho una visione della parola jazz molto molto ampia, nel senso per me il jazz non è l'old jazz, quindi il Coltrane, Parker, e via dicendo, musica che noi abbiamo suonato, studiato, amato, ma per me jazz raggruppa una serie di stili, quindi nel disco noi troviamo appunto il funk, diciamo con una radice anni 70, presa da gruppi come Tower of Power, Manhattan Transfer, L'Incognito, i Breaker Brothers, Weather Report, insomma, quella è la nostra, diciamo, estrazione. E poi insomma, un occhietto anche per la black music americana. Noi adoriamo, anche io particolarmente adoro Bruno Mars, che secondo me è un artista eccezionale, quindi ci piace non diciamo fermarci a uno stile unico, ma toccare più stili insieme.
Certo, senti, ritorniamo al numero dei componenti, e ti pongo la domanda in un altro senso. Com'è tenere a bada altre 13 persone, altri 13 musicisti, che ognuno avrà sicuramente una sua storia, una sua modo di intendere la musica e che si è comunque unito a te per uno scopo comune?
Sì, non è facile perché ovviamente sono tutti professionisti che lavorano nell'ambito italiano ed estero ormai da tanti anni, quindi sicuramente si sono innamorati di questo progetto. Io questo progetto esiste dal 2016, quindi ho piano piano lavorato ai fianchi per cercare di fargli capire la potenzialità di questo progetto e penso che abbia funzionato perché loro sono molto attaccati a questa idea e abbiamo fatto questi due live post pandemia che ci hanno un po' rimesso in vita, diciamo, quindi ci hanno permesso di assaporare un'altra volta il palco. Abbiamo fatto sold out a Blue Note di Milano, che non è da poco, insomma.
Certo.
Stai ascoltando Il Popolo del Blues.
Mirages fade, answers come late for the questions we're asking today. Rivers will flow, and all of us know there's a game we're not playing anymore.
Allora, parliamo di questo disco che avete inciso, Ready for Another Universe, che tra l'altro su YouTube, se i nostri ascoltatori vanno a vedere, ci sono tre video della Rinky Tinky Jazz Orchestra, ripeto il nome che è sempre bene far memorizzare, e quindi sono lì molto divertenti, molto, molto allegri, molto sprint, ecco, diciamo così. Ecco, quando è stata messa su un'orchestra del genere, avete pensato a un'orchestra che facesse originali o che facesse anche cover standard, chiamiamole come vogliamo, ma insomma musica di altri autori?
Allora, noi siamo partiti con il primo disco Dreamers che abbiamo fatto nel 2018. Noi siamo partiti prendendo spunto da delle cover italiane che noi amavamo e le abbiamo completamente riarrangiate e stravolte a gusto nostro. Anche questo le troviamo su YouTube, su Spotify, ci sono dei videoclip che ci riprendono dal vivo. Dopodiché il secondo step è stato quasi fisiologico, il bisogno di iniziare a comporre anche qualcosa di nostro, di dare la nostra, il nostro contributo alla musica, e quindi abbiamo questo nuovo disco, appunto Ready for Another Universe, è composto da 9 brani, 7 originali e 2 tributi, uno a Giuni Russo e Battiato, che è un'estate al mare, e l'altro a Tony Renis, che è quando.
Certo, senti, allora, perché gli ascoltatori o tutti gli interessati recuperino, non so, date, informazioni e tutto quanto gira attorno a voi relativi alla Rinky Tinky Jazz Orchestra, avete una pagina Facebook, avete un sito, ecco, come fanno i nostri ascoltatori a trovarvi?
Siamo praticamente ovunque, quindi c'è www.rinkydinkyjazzorchestra.com, che è il nostro sito ufficiale. Poi ci potete trovare su Facebook, su Instagram, sempre col medesimo nome. Chiaramente abbiamo il canale YouTube e il nostro canale Spotify, quindi avete tranquillamente modo di sentirci e vederci ovunque e di seguire i futuri concerti.
E che speriamo siano tanti adesso che stanno ricominciando. Senti Giuseppe, grazie mille della tua presenza al Popolo del Blues. Ricordiamo, ti ripresentiamo a fine intervista, Giuseppe Russo, che è sassofonista e soprattutto ideatore di questa band scatenata che è la Rinky Tinky Jazz Orchestra. Magari, non so, gli studi non sono tanto grandi, però qualche volta facciamo musica dal vivo, quindi così se ci stringiamo un po', magari non tutti e 14, ma insomma vediamo un po' come fare. Grazie Giuseppe, alla prossima.
Grazie a te, grazie.
What if I saw oceans getting deeper? What if I saw borders and walls? What if I saw mountains getting higher? What if I saw them grow? Yet another era that's in the light of sight is widely unblocked. You believe in providence while you get the fight or flight response. Are we making promises we won't keep to break the action curve? We'll be right back.
a fire, won't let it burn. Wrong place to turn your face away, 'cause wine turns to blood. That is not an artful homeland to be bound from, strangers in a stranger's world. Shaking off the blindfold, waiting for the uncontrolled. In another universe, sentenced to the night where criminals get stopped. Yet another evidence in the light of sight is widely unblocked. You believe in providence while you get the fight or flight response. Are we making promises we won't keep to break the actual cause? In another universe, sentenced to the night where criminals get stopped. Yet another evidence in the light of sight is widely unblocked. You believe in providence while you get the fight or flight response. Are we making promises we won't keep to break the actual cause?
Stai ascoltando Il Popolo del Blues, www.ilpopolodelblues.com.
Running on the stone, but you on my shoulder. to go astray.
There's a silver moon floating in a pale blue sky. When I look up, I wonder why she hangs around in the morning light when she'll need to shine through the dark of night. And as the golden sun illuminates the great divide, she will slip away slowly right before our eyes. She disappears into the air. It doesn't mean that she's not still there. All around us, deep inside, always more than meets the eye. Of gravity, she pulls the tides in ways we cannot see, like departed souls who may show their face at unlikely times in a surprising place. So if you're looking at
second album, in memory of Elizabeth Reed.
Thank you. Dickie Betts' song. Thank you.
Avete ascoltato Il Popolo del Blues, un programma ideato da Ernesto De Pasquale. www.ilpopolodelblues.com, Il Popolo del Blues @controradio.it.